Welcome to the Dundee LM podcast. We're thrilled to have you join us today. This podcast is a space where we explore faith, community, and inspiration. Whether you're tuning in during your morning commute or relaxing at home, we hope you find encouragement and insight in our discussions. Today, we're diving into the Lord's Prayer sermon series, so let's get started.
This today is the last part of the Lord's Prayer. We're going to be concluding it today, reaching the end of the prayer. I wonder, would you stand with me as we say the Lord's Prayer together, as we've been doing each week? Thank you, guys. So let's declare this together. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Amen. So today we are looking at, for yours is the kingdom, the power and the glory forever and ever. These closing words of this Lord's Prayer were never part of the Lord's Prayer as Jesus gave it. Those weren't in there. And so it ended at the first line or the last line about temptation, deliver us from evil. But these were added by the early church. They added these verses on, probably by way of a benediction or a doxology, just to declare and sum up the prayer there. Our traditions of habit, I remember even in primary school, I would say that line. We used to be able, the teachers would lead us in the Lord's Prayer. Every morning, stand up, we said the Lord's Prayer. A great prayer there. This prayer, this line is an acknowledgement that it's his kingdom, it's his power, and it's his glory. And this is more about his ability and our availability. Our availability to let the power of God, to let the kingdom of God come and work through our lives there. These verses, although it's not in the words of Jesus, it was added by the church, it's based on Scripture. It's based on 1 Chronicles, chapter 29, and verses 10 to 13. And this is what these verses say. This is David's prayer of praise as he is providing for the building of the temple. He has given his money. Solomon is going to be the one that's going to be building the temple. But then it says these words, David praised the Lord in the presence of the whole assembly, saying, praise be to you, Lord, the God of our father Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Yours, Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the majesty and the splendor. For everything in heaven is yours, and everything on earth is yours. Yours, Lord, is the kingdom. You are exalted as head over all. Wealth and honor come from you. You are the ruler of all things. In your hands are strength and power to exalt and give strength to all. Wow, what a brilliant prayer. What a brilliant prayer, and what a great ending that we can put on. Summing up, for yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. David is acknowledging the kingship of God. David, who was a king himself, has placed himself under the kingship of God, the rulership of God. And we see the humility of David, those words of proclamation, those words of adoration, kingdom, power, glory. Come on, say it with me. Kingdom, power, glory. Kingdom, power, glory. Come on, say it like you mean it. Kingdom, power, and glory. The kingdom of God. the kingdom of God, his reign and his rule over life, over our lives, his kingship, our obedience to the king. Our obedience to the king. It's the rule of God in our hearts. God is our heavenly Father. He is holy. He provides. He cares for us. And the king and his kingdom belong. Well, the kingdom belongs to the king. It's why we can pray, let your kingdom come. What are we actually praying? We're praying that his rule and his reign would come in our lives and through our lives. And yes, the kingdom of God is talking about here, present, but it's also talking about a future kingdom that will one day, Jesus is coming back and he will set his kingdom up. He will restore his kingdom. And we are part of the kingdom of God. Jesus, as you look through the New Testament, you will see Jesus saying the kingdom of God is near. The kingdom of God is like, it's like a mustard seed. It's like a pearl. So he likened the kingdom of God. Preach about the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is already among you, Jesus was saying. How could people tell that the kingdom of God was among them? Well, they were seeing signs and wonders. They were seeing people being healed. They were seeing people raised from the dead. They were seeing blind eyes open. They were seeing deaf ears open, which was a sign that the kingdom of God, it came through the presence of Jesus. And for us, as Jesus went back to his Father, the Holy Spirit is in our lives. And I believe the kingdom of God advances and still is working and moving forward. The kingdom of God advances forcibly, and forceful men lay hold of the kingdom. The kingdom of God is within you. It's also the words. Albert Schweitzer said, there can be no kingdom of God in the world without the kingdom of God in our hearts. There can be no kingdom of God in the world without the kingdom of God in our hearts. Jesus himself says, if I cast out demons by the power of God, then the kingdom of God has arrived. If I cast out demons by the finger of God, or by the power of God, some verses say, then the kingdom of God has arrived. And that is what evidence we've seen as Jesus was moving and working and serving and healing there. The kingdom of God. Demons were cast out of people's lives. The evidence of the kingdom I've got here was at hand, was seen in the miracles of Jesus. Power encounters. The power. Jesus had the power. Jesus was powerful. And as Jesus has gone back to his Father, he told his disciples to wait in Jerusalem because you will be clothed with power, with the Holy Spirit from on high. Power. And the Greek is twofold, maybe more. One is dunamis, which is enabling. Is it they say we get the word dynamite from that, dunamis power. The other one is exousia, authority. So it's power and authority. Do you know today, if you have the Holy Spirit in you, you're a believer and a follower of Jesus, you have power and you have authority. Is it just me that believes that? It looks like it. Thank you. You have power and authority over kingdoms, over our battle. Warfare is not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. All belonging to Jesus who gave us all authority, I have given you. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you and you will be witnesses for me. That power to bring understanding by opening eyes, that power to release healing, that power to give boldness in witnessing, and you have it. Come on, turn to someone and say, you've got the power. Come on, nudge them, waken them up. Waken them up. You've got power. Turn the power on. Come on, there's someone on the other side of you. Come on, tell them that you have authority. You have authority. And if we have the power and the authority, why are we not using it? Why are we not using it in our life? Peter, we heard Peter here, was jailed in prison, people praying, and doors open. An angel came and led Peter out of the prison. Prayer and the power of God going hand in hand. Peter standing in front of thousands. Peter, the same Peter, you were with this Jesus. No, I wasn't. Yeah, you were one of his disciples. No, not me. Three times. No, didn't know that man. Fearful, scared, hiding. When Jesus was taken away to be crucified, where were the disciples? They were hiding in case they were coming after them as well. But on the book of Acts, when the Holy Spirit was poured out, we see Peter with boldness preaching the word of God. And people saying, well, what do we need to do? They were cut to the heart. And they repented, and 3,000 people gave their lives to Jesus. They became followers of Jesus. Where did that happen? Why did that happen? It was the power of the Holy Spirit. The power of the Holy Spirit. Someone said, whether this is true, if the Holy Spirit was completely removed from the church today, then 90% of the church would continue to do the work as if nothing had happened. Let me say, I would find it easy enough over these next few weeks to bring a sermon, to put on a service, and you would be blessed, and you would be, oh, great message. But without the power of the Holy Spirit, we can get so caught up. Do you know, my prayer is, each time when I come to this pulpit, Lord, let your power fill my life, because I need you, Holy Spirit. And you know, for you guys, as you live your day to day, as you face that world, you need the help of the Holy Spirit. You need his leading. You need his guidance. You need his wisdom. You know, there's things happening in our world today that we try and fathom out. We try and work out, and we think, God, I don't know. I don't know how to fix some of these problems. And maybe my job is not to fix them. Maybe it's to let the Holy Spirit work and guide and lead. There's people out there broken, seeking just hope. And we have the church, the presence of God, the power of God, the authority of God, who can show that compassion and that love and bring hope to our neighbours in these dark times that we are in. The world at war, rumours of war, things happening. Even my mum and my dad, oh, this is in the papers, oh, we're going to be bombed, oh, Putin's going to invade United Kingdom, we're going, and, you know, she's so wrapped up in fear. And Annette and I were up visiting the first time in a long time. My sister was in the house, my mum and dad, my sister's been unwell for a bit of time. She has tried acupuncture, she has tried everything. She's got migraines. Do you know, Annette and I walked in, and she went, Stephen, Annette, I need you to pray for me. And my mum, goodness, yeah, can you pray for me and your dad as well? Do you know, the times when I've had to try, and mum, let us pray. No, we're fine. But they're in a place. Do you know, and the privilege for my sister, as I just, Annette and I laid hands on her head, and we had to laugh because my mum says to Annette, oh, so you can do that as well. I was like, mum, it's not just the pastor. Just because I'm a minister, I don't have the license. And the only one to do that license to heal, call Pastor Steve. I says, all believers have the power to lay hands. They have the Holy Spirit. Just great to minister to my sister. But that was, let your kingdom come. Let your will be done. Do you know, we have the torch. Small toy torch. In my garage, I've got one of these ones that can shine. I think it can shine 5 miles. I love going into the garden at night. The neighbours looking out. You know, a torch. And we can go through life looking at this torch and going, that's a nice torch, nice colour, orange, small one. But I could have brought the big Bertha that lights up. And you know, sometimes in our life, we can think, I'm just a little torch. Let your light shine. We look at our lives and we think, I'm quite insignificant. What can I do? I mean, the pastors and the leaders, I mean, they're the big torch. I'm just a little torch. But you know, that torch is useless without batteries, without power. Any torch, the power is inside. Hopefully. Waking up. Remember the days of the cinema? There's your seat here. The power is inside. The power is inside. The power of God, the same Holy Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, is living where? In us. Yeah. Amen. The enabling power that helps advance the kingdom of God. And you know, I want to be honest. My prayer a lot of times to God is, God, I am not seeing it. I am not seeing it. I'm talking about the power of God. You know, and again, whether it's a frustration that's in me I'm dealing with, but I believe there's a hunger generating in me. And as my prayer is, God, Lord, let us see your kingdom power come. And that's not going to happen until we step out and we release the kingdom of God, the power of God through our lives. You've got the power. Come on again, waking up somebody, tell them. I know you don't like it, but I'm just going to mess with you. You've got the power. You will be convinced at some point. The enabling power of the Holy Spirit makes the kingdom of God real. The church is the way that God expresses his power. We are the body of Christ. He is the head. He is king. He is ruler. And prayer, I believe, helps release that power. Prayer is so important in our life. Prayer ushers in revival. Prayer is the urgency in the hour that we're in. We need to be praying, church. Coming Friday night, we need to pray for our city. We need to pray for our families. We need to pray that God's kingdom will come. Leonard Ravenhill, I love him. I love reading his stuff. He says, the only answer, there is only one answer for the church and for our nation. And that is a God-sent revival for his kingdom to come, for his kingdom to be realized. Prayer ushers in his presence, and his presence moves mountains. How many times have we looked at an item that we would love to own, and yet, having considered the price, walked away without it because we didn't want to pay the price? Revival and seeing the kingdom of God comes never goes on sale. Everyone would love to see and experience God's presence, but how many are willing to pay the price to see God's kingdom come, to see people set free, to see people encounter Jesus? We've got to pay the price. Do you know, God sometimes is, when he asks us to do things, it is inconvenient. I've got something else on, God. God, I'm too busy. But where do we need to get to? How hungry do we need to get to see that this world needs to see the church actually be the church and carry the presence of God into our houses, neighbours, city? Do you know, and again, even just going down to the city, and just standing quietly praying, I believe you're bringing the kingdom of God because you're a presence carrier. Don't have to be standing on a street. And yes, we do see people preaching the gospel. Sometimes I think, God, I wish I had that boldness. But standing there saying, Lord, let your kingdom come. Standing there, let me encourage you, find somewhere this week. Stand, whether in the city. I love just getting up to the law and just looking over the city and just praying, God, let your kingdom come to Dundee. Prayer is an important part of our lives. Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about, Acts 1 says, for John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. His kingdom and his power, and it's for his glory. You know, and I think when we think about glory, yes, his name needs to be glorified. His name needs to be honored. Do you know, when God works through our lives, whether it's in healing or giving someone a specific word, do you know, it's not, well, aren't I a great pastor or leader or person? But it's for his glory. Because he's the one that does it. And you know, one thing, he doesn't need to use us, well, he doesn't. He could just change the world like that. But he chooses to use men and women. Like, as one illustration that it's always stuck with me. I heard someone giving a testimony about the relationship between God and the church and us. Was a father, as he's there building stuff with hammer and a saw, and the toddler there with a little plastic hammer, hammering in the plastic nails. As you know, that little boy thinking he's helping his dad, he's building things, but he's there with his plastic hammer. Sometimes I think that's like us, like me. We're there with our little plastic hammer thinking we're doing it. And God is working and moving, and it's him that does it. And you know, God uses us. He chooses to use us. He fills us with his Holy Spirit. He fills us with his power to see his kingdom come. And we need to see it. My desire, my hunger is that we would see more of his power and his presence come in our lives. So even one of my neighbors, she just comes and says, Stephen, I need a prayer today. And the privilege of just standing and just praying God's presence. Let your kingdom come, your will be done. And it's in you. It's in you. I've said enough. Come on, let's stand. To come back just for a minute. We're going to pray. Your kingdom come. Your will be done. Yeah. Come on, if you're comfortable with this, whether you want to put your hand out, but I want to just welcome the Holy Spirit. I am praying today that his kingdom will come, that his power will come today. And before we finish our final song, I want us to pray together. And I'm just asking God how best to do that. I did have a thought last week, but I don't know if I've got the thought now. His kingdom come, his will be done. First prayer, as you've got your hands out, would you pray, Holy Spirit, would you fill me today? Holy Spirit, I need you today. Would you fill me? Ephesians says, don't get drunk in wine, but be filled with the Holy Spirit. Would you fill me today? Fill me today. Fill me today. Fill me today. His power. His power. How many kids have we got in here? Where's all the kids? Come on, we want to give you a torch. This is a way of saying his power. I would have brought more for the congregation. We got more. Adults want a torch as well, and can you just go and just give them out to whoever? Give them out to whoever. There's a torch. Yeah, but you give these two to some other people as well. Your kingdom come, your will be done. And here's what I would like us to do. I would like us, just where we are, just to be turning into just some groups. Because you have the same Holy Spirit. And I want you to pray in your little group that God's kingdom and his power would come. Do you know, we heard some of the testimonies of just a need for healing. You know, ask people in your group, what do you need prayer for? Do you need healing? Do you know, there may be a word. And I know for some, this is like, oh, I don't know if I'm going to be able to do this. This is a bit scary. But when you take a step of faith, we are the children of God. We are the family of God. You have the same Holy Spirit. It's not just the pastor. So even as I'm talking, why don't you just turn to groups? 4, 5, 6, you know, even for each of the rows, just turn a row and just face the row behind you. Rather than looking at the back of their heads, you'll see their face. So can you pray? His power come. Come on, ask someone, is there anything specific we can pray for you? Anything specific we can pray for you? Yeah, come. Yeah, Holy Spirit, come. Come on, talk to them for a few moments. Talk to them a few moments. His kingdom, his power, his glory. Come on, believe. Believe that he can do it. Come, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. And Father, today we declare yours is the kingdom, yours is the power, yours is the glory. And Lord, I thank you for every man, woman, and child here today. That, Lord, that we would make ourselves available to your ability to work through our lives. Lord, that we would indeed just see the light of Jesus fill our city, fill our lives. Lord, I ask in the precious and wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the Dundee Elim podcast. We hope you enjoyed today's conversation and found it uplifting. If you liked what you heard, please subscribe and share this episode with others. Remember, you can join us in person for services every Sunday from 10:30 to 12:30 and connect with our community on social media or our website. Until next time, stay blessed and keep shining your light.